Jackson, W266DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Allison Keyes in Washington. That tense situation in Russia as armed mercenary troops marched on Moscow is over for now. Wagner leader Yevgeny Prigozhin has recalled his troops, saying he wants to avoid bloodshed. Russian President Putin had vowed harsh punishment. CBS's Ian Lee.
Russian President Vladimir Putin had previously been silent as a war of words waged between Prigozhin and defense officials. But today, he went on television to describe Prigozhin's actions as a knife in the back of the country and its people. Overnight, the Kremlin tightened security at key facilities around the country, and Moscow woke up to a state of emergency.
Former CBS News Moscow Bureau Chief Beth Noble with her take on the situation.
I'm a little surprised that Prigozhin is doing this because he is putting his very life on the line. And he's had a pretty good life. He's probably a billionaire. He's made money hand over fist.
Back in the U.S., demonstrations from anti and pro-abortion rights supporters 1 year after Roe v. Wade was overturned. There's a patchwork of laws around the nation now, with many southern states banning or restricting abortion. CBS's Christina Ruffini.
1 year after the overturn of Roe v. Wade, President Biden told a room full of abortion rights supporters the fight isn't over.
We'd fight to restore these protections of Roe v. Wade and make it the law of the land once again, and we're going to do that.
Earlier in the day, he signed an executive order aimed at strengthening access to contraception. But without the federal protections of Roe or congressional action, the protective power of the president is limited.
There is joy in Philadelphia as I-95 is open again after a 12-day closure. Governor Josh Shapiro credited everyone involved for getting this fixed quickly along this crucial major highway, saying it shows when we work together, we can get things done in Pennsylvania. I-95 was shut down June 11th after a tanker truck overturned and caught fire, causing a partial collapse of the overpass. There's more misery on tap for those in Texas living with no electricity amid record-breaking heat. Plus, the region just went through days of severe weather. Bob Orovec at the National Weather Service.
Well, the actual temperatures across Texas, where it's been the hottest recently, are going to remain in the 105 to 110 degree range going forward. And when you combine in the higher dew points across that area, higher relative humidities, we're going to have heat indices that are going to be in the 110 to 120 degree range.
The CDC says it's tracking several new COVID-19 variants that adds more Omicron versions of the deadly virus that are going around the nation. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
4 Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. For many years, Wisconsin communities have had to do more with less money. That will change with the state's new shared revenue plan. Mike Moen reports.
This week, Governor Tony Evers signed a bipartisan agreement that includes what his office says is a 20% increase in state financial support to cities of all sizes. Menominee Mayor Randy Kanak says the aid will help. While his city of 16,000 has been able to keep a balanced budget in recent years, he says the costs are piling up, including health care plans for city staff. And that's not all.
Our streets and our roads really got beat up this last winter, so we're trying to fill potholes and maintain our streets. And then, of course, having a university here, you know, having to have extra fire protection with the additional cost of ambulances and so forth.
While the agreement is bipartisan, it has been criticized on both sides for adding provisions beyond the local government funding. Kanak says cities like Menominee don't always have a stronger voice at the Capitol. He feels there's a need to recognize the detailed efforts to stay economically viable, which can help the rest of the state.
What we have been fortunate to do is we were able to capitalize on our industrial and tech parks and other parts of the community where we were able to capitalize 100% of the taxation funds to build the infrastructure for more business coming in.
Still, he says the rising costs can't be ignored. Kanak says even though the extra aid will reduce some of the budget headaches, municipalities will likely have to keep balancing their needs to keep taxes from rising too much while trying to provide services for residents. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection. Find our rate trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bowden.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlove.
Welcome back to the second hour of Up North News Radio. This is a Wednesday, June 21st, 2023, National Smoothie Day, as Christina Lurie told us yesterday in the Uplift about some of the retailers out there that are offering specials on this first day of summer. Because, yeah, it's the first day of summer. Kicks off at officially, astronomically, at 9:57 this morning. If you missed our last hour on Who's Watching the Water Supply, part of our climate check with Melissa Baldoff, you can catch the show anytime by subscribing as a podcast. Find us at Apple, Spotify, all the usual places, including the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us. And then tomorrow, in our hometown health segment, Dr. Kristen Lyerly and State Representative Lisa Subek will talk about new legislation they're unveiling today at the state capitol designed to protect the right to contraceptives in Wisconsin. Similar moves are happening in Washington, D.C., as Saturday marks the one-year anniversary of the Dobbs decision that removed women's health care rights in terms of abortion, repealing Roe v. Wade. But getting into this hour's topics of, about education and child care and other matters that are happening in the state legislature, we have State Representative Jody Emerson, Democrat of Eau Claire, joining us, I believe, from Madison today. Jody, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Happy summer to you.
Yes. Well, happy summer in Madison, which if it's anything like when I was in the legislature, you're in some cramped little apartment and the humidity is about 107% at this point.
It's a glamorous life, let me tell you.
Oh yeah, life on the isthmus. Ain't nothing quite like it. Look, we're going to cover a few different things over these next two segments. A little later, we'll get to child care counts because we're going to be talking to a couple of child care providers at the bottom of the hour about this middle of the night vote Republicans took to essentially gut the program. But before we get to that, we're going to talk about the two-part deal that Governor Evers signed yesterday, dealing with revenue sharing and with school funding. And but where I really want to start is what comes next from that. Okay, we've taken care of revenue sharing with local governments. We've taken care of school funding, which helps public schools, but also helps voucher schools, unfortunately. We've talked at length about Robin Voss's, the Assembly Speaker's attack on the University of Wisconsin system. But it is this attack now coming on the Wisconsin Technical College system that is especially sneaky, something that they tried last week in the Assembly Ways and Means Committee. Representative Emerson, can you explain why Assembly Bill 2 is still floating around and what Republicans, what they did to it, thinking they were, thinking they were going to sneak it through maybe?
I mean, I can explain what happened. I can't explain why it happened necessarily, mm-hmm. other than the fact that the education piece, like you were talking about in that two-part deal, is going to raise people's property taxes. That's the simple matter of it. It is going to raise property taxes. And I think Republicans realized that and thought, well, wait, we can't raise taxes we're you know, so what can we do? I know, let's remove the technical college levies on the property taxes. So a bill that came out back in January, AB2, dealing with personal property tax, was all of a sudden 20 minutes, maybe an hour before committee members were supposed to vote on it in committee, there was a substitute amendment, which for those of you at home, what that means is it takes out everything from the bill and replaces it with something completely different. Most of the time it's related, and they just changed wording, and it's easier to do a substitute amendment than it is a whole bunch of stuff like take out this, add in this, let's just rewrite it instead. But this one took out everything about personal property tax and made the whole bill about removing the technical school's ability to levy taxes onto our property taxes throughout the state without a hearing, without forethought on everybody's part, without it being wide open and transparent. And between that and then what happened in joint finance, where they were supposed to start at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon and ended up starting at 11 o'clock at night and going until 2:30 in the morning. I just think the Republican theme for their convention should have been Wisconsin Republicans legislating in the dark and behind closed doors since 2011. you know, I mean, that's just the mantra that they seem to have taken up. So we're supposed to be voting on that bill on the floor today. We're hearing rumors that the Republicans are getting a lot of pushback on it, so it might not actually come to the floor. So if this is something that people care about, being able to have local control for technical colleges, call your legislator today, tell them to remove this bill from the agenda in the assembly. And if we want to do a bill about it, let's do a bill about it and do it the right way.
Today, the assembly's taking up a bill today that basically they swapped out the entire language for, that puts the technical college system at the whims of the legislature rather than relying on constituents and property taxpayers. It is, and it was something, as we talked about in the last hour, Wisconsin Public Radio, you know, found the drafting memo that found that this came from Assembly Speaker Robin Voss himself. So much more to cover with State Representative Jody Emerson, but first we're going to get an update on our weatherology forecast. We'll find out how the Brewers did against the Diamondbacks yesterday, and then we'll be talking about the Child Care Counts program at the bottom of the hour as well for Up North News Radio on this Wednesday. Find the work that we do at upnorthnewswi.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Dave from Weikert Realtors Lake Point. We are so excited to announce that we are a finalist in this year's Madison Magazine Best of Madison contest, and it's all thanks to you. Now, we're asking you to make us number one. Just go to WeikertLakePoint.com, click Best of Madison 2023, and follow the instructions to vote for us in the real estate category. That's www.weichert-lakepoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point is located on Atwood Avenue in the heart of Madison's East Side. Thanks so much for your love and support.
Fireworks, parades, red, white, and blue. Civic Media loves 4th of July, and we hope you do too. Would your local business benefit from reaching thousands of radio listeners in the Metro Milwaukee area? Show your American pride by sponsoring a radio promo celebrating Independence Day, listing city firework displays, and honoring military veterans. If you're a key decision maker for your company and would like to learn more, email your name and number to Lindsay at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us. Happy Independence Day.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry
and Jane Mattenair.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
But who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network, civicmedia.us.
Come on, come on, it's time to get up. Come on, Sleeping Beauty, wake up. You gotta get up, you gotta get up, you gotta get up this morning.
All right, sleepyheads, before we get back to State Representative Jody Emerson and matters at the Capitol, it's time to get the update on the weatherology forecast and looking to see if there's some rain in the offing since we are still rather dry. We got that inch of rain not too terribly long ago, but we could tell looking out at the fields here, we could use a little bit more, but let's check with Jennifer Wachitsky and see what we have in the full state of Wisconsin forecast for this Wednesday. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, like you mentioned, we certainly could use the rain showers, but it really doesn't look like we'll be seeing too much of that just quite yet. It looks like another similar day overall here for today compared to the past couple. A high pressure system remains in control. So looking at sunny skies across the board today, highs in the 80s, a little bit warmer for the southwestern part of the state, 90 around Richland Center. Summer officially starts this morning at 9:57, so definitely feeling summery today. Similar story for tomorrow with that high pressure, sunny skies, highs primarily in the 80s for your Thursday. Friday expecting basically the same for most, sunny skies, highs in the 80s, upper 70s closer to Lake Michigan, 90 around Richland Center. But for west central Wisconsin, starting to change a little, a mix of clouds and sunshine develops around Amory and Baldwin with a slight chance for showers and thunderstorms coming in into the afternoon hours. Saturday, primarily mid-80s to low 90s across the board with sunny skies for most. Blend of clouds and sunshine around Wausau and Wisconsin Rapids with a slight chance for showers and storms coming in the afternoon hours. Clouds for west central Wisconsin with that continued chance for showers and storms for the day. Then on Sunday, it looks like cloudy with a chance for showers and storms for everyone. A little drop in temperatures as a cold front pushes through, but it still looks like either at or above average for this time of the year, upper 70s to mid-80s.
Always appreciate the update, especially on this first day of summer. Jennifer, thanks so much. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
All right. Temperatures around the area right now include 68 in Waupun, 61 in Rice Lake. Westby reporting 65 degrees, and it is 63 degrees up here on Lake Wissota. The Brewers went over a month without rallying to win any games. They trailed by multiple runs. They've done it now twice in 3 days. William Contreras hit a two-run double in the seventh inning to put Milwaukee ahead as the Brewers came back from a four-run deficit to beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 7-5 last night. They'll play once more this afternoon at American Family Field before beginning a road trip. State Representative Jody Emerson is with us for this half hour as we've been talking about, well, it's they're all somewhat tied to the state budget, though not the state budget bill itself. We just talked about a big change in technical college system funding if Republicans were to get their way. I don't know that that's going to happen, but let's turn to that two-part deal that Governor Evers signed yesterday in Wausau, the revenue sharing bill, which gives a boost in state funding to local governments, and then the school funding bill, which is a bit more complicated. Representative Emerson, there has been, like I said before, there's something in this two-part deal for people to like, and there's things in there for people to hate. As you look back at it, is this where does this meet your expectations for the legislative session? Let's put it that way.
Oh boy! Oh, that's a good question.
The bar was kind of low already, simply because of how Republicans and Governor Evers, you know, the Republicans have been looking to block him every stretch of the way. So when you consider the bar was already low, did it at least get over that low expectations bar?
Well, what I'll say about the shared revenue and the education bill is I'm glad that people were at the table discussing things and actually doing some negotiating. I don't think Republican leadership got everything that they wanted. Democrats certainly didn't get everything they wanted either. But maybe through this process, we've learned to work together and compromise. So that's an important piece. The really important piece of the shared revenue that I don't think is getting a lot of press around the state, certainly in the bottom third of the state, but not other parts of the state, is that Milwaukee County and Milwaukee City were facing a fiscal cliff where bankruptcy was a serious consideration for them. As it is now, it looks like we have saved them from having to do that nuclear option. And so that's always good, because saving one county and one city, the biggest economic driver in the state, from filing for bankruptcy is a huge piece. There's still a lot of work that locals are going to have to do to get their fiscal house in order, but this gives them the tools to do it.
And that's fine. And you go ahead and be the good guy on that. And I'm going to go ahead and be the bad guy and say Republicans deserve no credit for, quote unquote, solving a problem that they more or less created. Yes, there were other factors as well, but 12 years of budget austerity is, you know, in my mind, the foundation for this problem that they're solving, at least temporarily, but I don't know that anything more than a participation trophy is warranted for that.
Well, and the other piece of it is, you know, this is some problems with their pensions and things like that that have gone back a long, long time, back to when, you know, former Governor Scott Walker was in charge of Milwaukee County. So this is a longstanding problem that all kinds of people share responsibility for. But the fact of the matter is, we couldn't let any county fail. So I'm glad that they've got the tools to fix it. That being said, you know, I'm not thrilled about expanding the voucher system. I'm not thrilled about any public money going to support private schools that are unaccountable. It's been kind of, you know, I'm trying to look at the glasses half full portion of it right now, because I am glad that people were at the table and that people were working together.
Yeah, because if there weren't...
It's not what I would have done. Let's leave it at that.
but if Tim Michaels had won the governor's race, we would be talking right now about a budget bill that gave even more to private schools and decimated public schools. So we come back to voter participation last year played a massive role in making sure that this was at least the deal that we're talking about instead of what could have happened. So let's turn now to the Joint Finance Committee. As you mentioned, voting in the middle of the night, 2:30 in the morning, to take all the money that Governor Evers proposed to help keep child care affordable in Wisconsin. And rather than saying, well, let's cut that a bit, let's cut it in half, let's cut it three quarters. No, they cut it to zero and have the audacity to say, well, yeah, that was a pandemic, you know, support program for child care. But, you know, now the pandemic's over and child care has to stand on its own, as if there wasn't a child care crisis in the making before the pandemic, Jody.
It's ridiculous. I mean, it's a crisis that we have got the ability to help and to fix. I mean, not every crisis can we make some interventions on. We have got a once in a generation chance to make some investments in things that will fix systems for the future. We have a $7 billion surplus that's not going to be around forever. But how can we adjust things so that we are helping the working families of Wisconsin to be able to do what they need to do? It is getting to the point where daycare, if you can find it, and there's childcare deserts all over the place, but childcare is getting just as expensive, if not more expensive, than college tuition is right now. And there's not an option of taking out a child care loan like there is student loans. So the opportunity then, the option that a lot of parents have is they say, well, maybe one of us is going to have to stay home and watch the kids. Certainly if you have more than one, it's almost undoable unless you have some support or a six-figure job. And so every employer that I know is saying, we need workers, we need workers, we need workers. So the best way that we can help those businesses is by keeping childcare centers open. Childcare is workforce infrastructure. If you don't have a place to put the people who rely on you so that you can go and have them taken care of, when you go to your job, you can't go to your job. So making sure that we have safe and affordable childcare centers available in every corner of the state allows people to get to work and do the jobs that they need to do to keep our society running.
Jody, I can't believe that this is a partisan issue. And so not that you're not being asked to spill names or anything, but I have to think there are some Republican legislators who don't feel great about this. And maybe whether in a closed door caucus or maybe somewhat publicly are saying, you know, when the full budget bill comes to the floor of the Assembly or Senate, we should really try to do something about this. And by something, I don't mean the paltry $15 million revolving loan fund that Joint Finance put in 2 a.m. I'm talking about a real solution. Do you feel like there are Republican lawmakers who don't feel good about this and think there's still time to make a change?
I would hope so. But if I look at a lot of the Republicans that we have, not a lot of them have children who are young enough to rely on them for day-to-day care. We've got a lot of older people. We've got some younger people who don't have young children. And so I think they're kind of forgetting exactly how critical having the ability to have your children in childcare is for them to get to work and do their job.
So it doesn't look like there will necessarily be somebody riding to the rescue, but still, as we're going to talk about in our next segment, a lot of childcare providers, a lot of parents and business people are still trying to put pressure on Republican lawmakers. Or, you know, is that something you would encourage as well?
Absolutely. I think the more people reach out and say, I can't get to work unless I have affordable, safe childcare for my children, the more we can do that, the better it is. And some of the ideas that they're floating around right now, like starting up kind of a 529-like plan for childcare so that as soon as you get married, you can start putting money into it to save up for childcare.
Oh, come on. This is the health savings account method again?
But they're doing it for childcare. Oh, it just blows my mind. So what happens if you can't have a kid?
Right. Everything is just dollars to them, and put something in a separate account that we can give you a tax break for. Honestly, Jody, if the words tax break could come out of their mouths, could they exist as legislators and propose anything?
And the other piece of it is they're speaking from such a point of privilege to think that people have the extra money to be able to afford to stick in an account beforehand. It just blows my mind.
But that's
we need to start looking at the working families of Wisconsin and what we can do for them to make their lives better so that they can get to the next step in their lives, not what the lobbyists are needing and wanting.
So. Our last subject is infrastructure, something that Representative Emerson is living with street work outside of her house. And put up some pictures of the water pipes. And I've talked about it all the time, that infrastructure isn't just high-speed internet. It's also water and sewer lines from, what'd you say, 1911, those photos?
1911 and 1916 is when the infrastructure underneath my road was done. So I am thrilled for the chaos, noise, shaking windows, cracking plaster. Go for it. The thought that I might be able to take a shower and have somebody flush the toilet in my house at the same time without the water pressure dying, it has thrilled me for forever. So I'm so happy to be having this. So whether it's because of the infrastructure plans that Biden put through or not, every time some piece of equipment drives by, I just can't help but think, thanks, Biden. So
infrastructure, it's not just the internet and bridges. It's being able to flush the toilet and take a shower. Jody Emerson, thank you so much. Appreciate
it. Good to talk to you, Pat. Bye-bye.
Have a great day. We will talk more about the child care counts issue with a couple of providers right after this break. You're up north.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Special Report. A crisis in Russia seemingly averted after a mercenary group in armed rebellion decided to back down. The head of the Wagner Group stopped its march on Moscow. Former CBS News Moscow Bureau Chief Beth Noble.
In the hours of standoff, Russian President Putin was likely seeing who would maintain loyalty
loyalty to him, and anyone who wavered is probably going to be in serious trouble.
UC Berkeley professor Stephen Fish says Putin hasn't had to deal with a mutiny like this.
All these years, nobody's actually had the temerity to stand up to Putin. Along comes this guy, this Yevgeny Prigozhin, who's the only guy who's actually posted any big battlefield gains in Ukraine. And he challenges the whole basis for the war.
The president of Belarus set up the deal for the retreat with Putin's approval, saying that he did so in return for the safety of the mercenary rebels. CBS News Special Report. I'm Allison Keyes.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Walks, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation. The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Walks has a track record of making life-changing positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks, 855-954-1186. 954-1186. The summer heat can really get to you. Hot, sticky, you feel like you're melting. But Wauwatosa, coming in July, it'll be easy to cool off at Joy Ice Cream Social. This family-run, family-friendly business is more than just ice cream. It's a cool community hangout spot for friends and family. Let's talk about the ice cream. 16 delicious rotating flavors direct from the chocolate shop in Madison. The perfect way to stay sweet and cool this summer. Opening in July, Joy Ice Cream Social. Scoop, snack, shop. 8334 West North Avenue. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
It's go time at Chula Vista. Time for you to discover Wisconsin's most complete resort experience. 200,000 square feet of water park fun. New thrills like zip line racing. 18 holes of classic golf. Wisconsin's number one steakhouse. Hundreds of newly renovated rooms. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the nation's top 10 indoor water parks per USA Today's 2023 Reader's Choice Awards. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday or is it Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us. Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 a.m. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 a.m. WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Somehow or another, we have convinced Todd Alba that he can still wake up earlier, even though he has now an afternoon show from 1 to 3 here on the Civic Media Radio Network, but he does get up a little earlier on Wednesday to join us, talk about his show, what he's done, what he's doing. How are things coming along, Mr. Alba?
Well, I'm here in the Mar-a-Lago bathroom. I have my boxes behind me of packed full. We're on location here. We will no box will go unturned for the Pat Kreitlow show.
What does that say? They're top secret behind there? What is
yes.
That? Unbelievable. Let me see that one. Deliver to Vlad.
Right.
I hope it's poutine. I hope it's going to Canada and not to Putin.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great if it was poutine? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, then we wouldn't ship it. We'd just open that baby up. Yeah. Speaking of which, Wisconsin State Fair food. We were talking about that earlier in the show. You know, Aaron and I are not State Fair veterans, but you know, any kind of fair food that you can talk about. You got a favorite?
I'm a sucker for like an elephant ear or
a funnel cake.
That was on
the list. Mine is, I talked about my tradition of a foot long hot dog for breakfast when I go to nice. To the State Fair.
Uh-huh.
And you know, then of course your cheese curds and your corn on the cob, right, and things like that. I'm not big on trying the really, you know, new unusual, you know, deep fried candy bars.
Yeah, neither am I.
Whatever. I always like hearing about them. I know that, you know, the Wisconsin State Fair has the Sporkies,
right?
And there are things that sound very enticing, and then there are things that, you know, sound like you took the whole, remember the old box of 64 Crayola crayons?
Oh yeah.
And you just dumped all the colors into a pot and stirred them together, and it's going to taste exactly like that. But I could be wrong. You know, there's a reason they're up for these awards.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think a cream puff tastes better than the Wisconsin State Fair down there when the folks put them together. You kind of stand in line for 20 minutes to get a cream puff. It just tastes better, Pat.
I guess that's what they say. Although I was saying before, you know, for me, a cream puff is kind of a cream puff, but clearly I've got to go give these State Fair ones another go. What you've been talking about or what's coming up on the Todd Alba show?
Well, for those watching on the stream, I am packing. I moved tomorrow, so that's why my apartment is a disaster. My little sister is down from your neck of the woods, from Eau Claire, so she's helping me out. So So she's very excited about the new station, WCFW, up there in Eau Claire, and the Pat Kreitlow Show coming up to a station in a town near you in the Chippewa Valley. Mm-hmm. Today we have, of course, you on in the crossover portion in the first part of the show at a little after 1 o'clock, and then our friend Trigby Olson from the Lincoln Project joins us. We're going to be talking about a couple of the same things you have been this morning, Pat, the obnoxiousness of Robin Voss trying to get an amendment through to essentially start to defund the Wisconsin Technical College system. If you thought it was your UW system that was just under attack, you would be wrong. Robin Voss is, we have a segment called What's Poppin' with Robin Voss. Because he owns a popcorn store.
So. I see what you did there. Yes. Have you or will you, especially with Trigvy, be getting into this whole notion of Trump legal advisor John Eastman? His trial began yesterday in California, where he could conceivably lose his law license. And he's the person who actually talked to Wisconsin legislators in December of 2021 and said, you can still overturn and invalidate Wisconsin's electoral votes, which is not a thing. No, you can't do that. And so you've got this Wisconsin connection to the Eastman case, where I'm sure the Lincoln Project and everybody else is watching all these ringleaders and waiting for some more accountability for them.
Yeah, I mean, we'll certainly touch on that. Eastman and Jim Troupas and Andrew Hitt and Mark Jefferson,
Cleta Mitchell.
I mean, it's a cabal of folks here in the Wisconsin Republican Party, or attached to them tangentially, like Eastman. And it really is. You got to make fun of it to a certain degree, but the seriousness is, it is attack on American democracy. We spent time yesterday, we'll continue it today, talking about the esteemed, I say that with tongue in cheek, State Senator Steve Noss from UW Whitewater, who is the chair of the State University Committee in the legislature on the Senate side. He was appalled yesterday and literally called out and said, you know, quote, what the hell is going on when it comes to universities reminding their students that they can actually exercise their constitutional and civic responsibility to vote. I'm not making this up.
He thought there was something wrong with that.
Yeah, I'm not making this up. His problem is, he says, if you're here and going to school, you shouldn't be able to vote. And of course, under Wisconsin law, you know this, if you reside somewhere permanently for 28 days or more, you are legally able to vote in the state of Wisconsin.
And you should want them to vote. You should want them to become voters, because then they will stay. They keep talking about attracting people to Wisconsin. You're not going to. Here's the best way to do it. When somebody comes to UW Eau Claire or wherever as a freshman, like I did, convince them to stay here, to put down roots and stay in the state. And instead you're saying, oh, you need to go back home. When somebody leaves home at 18 or whenever, as we all know, there's no guarantee they're ever coming back to their hometown. They may go wherever and then wherever and then wherever, but you want to force them to vote in elections in a place where they no longer live. There's nothing other than partisan motivations behind having such a ridiculous stance.
You've said this before. I know you and Dr. Lyerly have talked about it on Up North News. I believe I saw this morning 57% of Americans, I think it was a CBS poll or a Washington Post poll, 57% of Americans disagree with overturning Roe v. Wade. Republicans know in Wisconsin and elsewhere that their ideas no longer connect with 50% plus one. And in order to win elections, they have to rely on things like gerrymandering and voter dissuasion and voter suppression.
I don't know. There is no other organized, advanced democracy on planet Earth where one of the major political parties is now built on a foundation of making it harder to vote. It continues to be wrapped in this, you know, and John Eastman mentioned it yesterday in his trial, you know, irregularities or reports of stop it. Stop it. You instigated the rumor about irregularities. There have been countless opportunities to prove anything. And you can keep saying it all day long. Ron Johnson yesterday said, you know, he was criticizing the Hunter Biden plea deal, even though Hunter Biden got charged with things that most regular folks would not be accused of. If you pay back your taxes, you're not going to face criminal charges. And Biden did pay them back. But that's beside the point. Ron Johnson getting involved saying, oh, this is a terrible miscarriage of justice. Ron Johnson ought to watch his own mouth, because this Eastman trial is going to have more to say about the fake electors and, you know, the fraudulent ballot that he was this close to delivering. And so I just think that, again, if all they're going to do is attack democracy and attack voting and undermine elections, we need to follow things through like this, like Eastman's law license, like the January 6th commission and so forth. Anyway, sorry to filibuster on your time there, but I know you will have much more to say about it between 1 and 3 today.
We will, along with you. And I just say, people in Chippewa Valley, other places, they're smart folks. Just ask yourself, why are people doing this behind closed doors in the middle of the night?
Exactly. All right. Thank you, Todd.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, people of the pod, we love every download. Thank you. Come back again soon. And if you're listening live, keep that radio right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Have a great Wednesday. We'll see you tomorrow.
The summer heat can really get to you. Hot, sticky, you feel like you're melting. But Wauwatosa, coming in July, it'll be easy to cool off at Joy Ice Cream Social. This family-run, family-friendly business is more than just ice cream. It's a cool community hangout spot for friends and family.
Let's talk about the ice cream.
16 delicious rotating flavors direct from the chocolate shop in Madison.
The perfect way to stay sweet and cool this summer.
Opening in July, Joy Ice Cream Social. Scoop, snack, shop. 8334 West North Avenue. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold,
and we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Listening to the